I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Last fall, the head of the state-run Montana Chemical Dependency Center in Butte was put on leave because of allegations he was using illegal drugs. His medical license was temporarily suspended, and he was supposed to appear at a pre-trial hearing Tuesday. But because Dr. Mark Catalanello has failed to respond to legal requests for discovery between last fall and now, that hearing's canceled, and he's now facing indefinite suspension of his license to practice medicine in March. John S. Adams has been following Dr. Catalanello's case for his website, montanafreepress.org. He joins us now. Hello, John.
Hi, Eric.
So this isn't the first time that Dr. Catalanello has been in trouble with the law for alleged illegal drug use, right?
No, it's not. His criminal history with drugs stems back to 2001, where he was arrested on a DUI. He was disciplined by the Montana Board of Medical Examiners at that time and ordered to undergo drug treatment and enter monitoring. And in 2004, he tested positive again for a banned substance and was suspended. Shortly after that, he had another run in the law with the law involving purchasing prescription drugs illegally and was charged with a second felony.
So despite those legal troubles, he was still able to go on to get hired at the state hospital in Warm Springs and eventually work at the Chemical Dependency Center in Butte, right?
Correct. His license was reinstated in 2007, and shortly after that, he was hired by the state, both at Montana Chemical Dependency Center in Butte and the state hospital in Warm Springs. During that time, he was also ordered to undergo regular monitoring through the Montana Professional Assistance Program to ensure that he wasn't using drugs or alcohol again. And it was a violation of that monitoring contract that led to his suspension last fall.
So that suspension was a temporary suspension of his medical license. He disputed the allegations against him. And then what's happened since then?
Following the medical board's emergency meeting in September, in which they temporarily suspended Dr. Catalanello's license pending the hearing proceeding against him. He did email on October 9th and October 11th indicating that he planned to challenge the allegations against him, and he indicated that he needed as much time as possible to prepare. Since then, there has been no contact with the board of medical examiners or the Department of Labor and Industry, which is the licensing agency for medical doctors. Nobody has been able to reach him. He hasn't responded to emails or phone calls, and he was scheduled for a pre-hearing conference on Wednesday of this week, which he did not attend. And so now the administrative trial appears to be called off due to lack of participation. And at this point, the board is moving forward. They will have a meeting on March 11th. The attorney for the board is preparing a proposed order suspending Dr. Catalanello's license indefinitely. And unless he participates at some point in this process, he will not be allowed to practice medicine in Montana.
After the board suspended Dr. Catalanello's license last fall, the state placed him on paid administrative leave. Is he still working for the state?
According to a spokesman for the Department of Public Health and Human Services, John Ebelt, he no longer works for the state. I'm not sure if he resigned or was terminated. Mr. Ebelt would not disclose that information, but as of October 19th, he is no longer working for the Department of Public Health and Human Services, which is the agency that oversees the state hospital in Warm Springs and the Chemical Dependency Center in Butte.
The State Board of Medical Examiners hasn't been able to make contact with Dr. Catalanello, you've reported. Have you tried to get in touch with him?
I have. I've emailed him, and I've tried to contact him by phone, but have not had any success.
John Adams, thanks for joining us on Montana Public Radio.
You're very welcome.